This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Gabriel Borud in Bonn. Libya's rebel council says its forces are within 30 kilometers of Sirte, the hometown of Muammar Gaddafi. A spokesman said negotiations were underway for a surrender, but if they failed, rebel forces would attack. But a spokesman for the Transitional Council, Mahmoud Shammam, said there was no guarantee that the rebels would find Gaddafi there.
He's running from place to place. Our concern is building Libya. Of course, we want to get Gaddafi. We're going to get him. Libya is 1,850 square kilometer. So Gaddafi can go to any place in this large area.
Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch says that Gaddafi forces may have executed scores of prisoners and civilians as rebels overran the capital last week. More than a dozen bullet-ridden bodies were found in a riverbed near Gaddafi's compound, the group said. The Arab League has called on the United Nations and its member states to lift a freeze on Libya's assets now that Gaddafi has been swept from power. Meanwhile, the Arab League's Secretary General, Nabil al-Arabi, is expected to arrive in the Syrian capital within the next 24 hours to present an initiative aimed at resolving Syria's unrest. The League's foreign ministers at a meeting in Cairo expressed concern about developments in Syria. They called on the regime of President Bashar al-Assad to respect the legitimate aspirations of the Syrian people. According to a U.S. government source, the second-in-command of the Al-Qaeda terror network has been killed in the Waziristan region of Pakistan. The New York Times and a number of other media quoted an unnamed senior U.S. official who confirmed that Libya native Atiyah Abd al-Rahman had been killed last Monday. The official said Rahman had been involved in the planning of a number of terror attacks, and he described this as another, quote, tremendous blow to Al-Qaeda, following the killing by U.S. forces of Osama bin Laden. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. The storm system Irene that has battered the United States' eastern seaboard has been downgraded to a tropical storm. On Sunday, the system made its second landfall after sweeping across New Jersey and heading for New York City, where residents have been told to evacuate. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said that if people don't leave, they need to stay indoors.
The bottom line is the storm is now finally hitting New York City. The winds will increase, the rain will increase, and the tidal surge will increase, particularly in the morning.
Although Irene has been downgraded, the storm is still packing sustained winds of some 130 kilometers per hour. The governor of New Jersey estimated that losses in connection with damage caused by Irene could amount to $10 billion U.S. dollars. New York's airports have also been shut down as a result of the storm. Meanwhile, Typhoon Nanmadol, which is ravaging the Philippines, has killed at least 7 people. An estimated 50,000 other people in the north and east of the country have been forced to flee the tropical storm, with winds up to 170 kilometers per hour due to widespread flooding and mudslides. Following the deadly suicide bombing of a UN complex in the Nigerian capital Abuja, the group which claimed responsibility has now threatened to conduct more attacks. A spokesman for the radical Islamist Boko Haram sect said there would be further attacks in the north of the country. He claimed that the bombing of the UN building, which killed 23 people last Friday, was carried out because the world body supported the Nigerian government's persecution of Muslims. To sports and Formula One motor racing, defending champion driver Sebastian Vettel has won the Belgian Grand Prix. The 24-year-old German, starting from pole position, finished ahead of his Red Bull teammate, Australian Mark Webber. And in sports and Bundesliga soccer action on Saturday, national team striker Mario Gomez scored a hat-trick to lead Bayern Munich to a 3-0 victory over Kaiserslautern. Bremen beat Hoffenheim 2-1, Freiburg shut out Wolfsburg 3-0, Nuremberg edged out Augsburg 1-0, defending champions Dortmund played to a scoreless draw in Leverkusen, and Cologne got its first win of the season, winning 4-3 against Leverkusen. Gabriel Borud, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.